This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Blues pianist David Maxwell is one of Boston's rare talents. Over a long career, he's played with some of the greatest blues musicians, including Freddie King, James Cotton, Muddy Waters, Otis Spahn, and Bonnie Raitt. He's a two-time winner of the W.C. Handy Lifetime Blues Music Award. He joined us recently to play and to talk about his new CD, Blues in Other Colors, which blends traditional blues with musical influences from around the world, which you'll hear in a moment. Here he is with guitarist Troy Gagne playing Crying the Blues. Right, that's David Maxwell on piano playing Crying the Blues from his new CD, which is called Blues in Other Colors. Accompanying him was Troy Gagne on guitar. And David, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Hey, great to be here, Anthony.
Thank you so much. Now, tell us about this new CD, Blues in Other Colors. You're mixing traditional blues piano with musical influences from around the world. Tell me how this project came to be.
Well, you know, I've always been interested in what was once called ethnomusicology, you know, and now it's all world music or whatever. It's not really new for me. I've been improvising like this for a long time. It's new for the audiences, though, who have been used to hearing me in a more traditional way.
Let's play a cut off of the CD. It's the first one, Moving On. It exemplifies a little bit what you're talking about.
The whole idea of this album came about because of this guy playing an instrument called the Mohan Veena, and Harry Manx from British Columbia plays it. And he was in Boston doing some gigs, so we arranged to get into the studio together, and I assembled some of my friends, and we all kind of crafted this CD as a result of that. There's the Mohan Veena.
Sounds a little bit like a sitar.
It is kind of like a sitar and guitar hybrid.
When I think of the blues, I think of it as such a pure kind of American form. How easy was it for you to open up the style and let other influences in?
It wasn't difficult for me. You know, what I try to do is when I play the blues, I play the blues. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to play with some of the real traditional blues guys out there, from Muddy to John Lee Hooker. Otis Spahn was a huge influence.
Pianist for Muddy Waters,
that's
of course.
Correct, right. Yeah. I was a personal friend of his, and I kind of absorbed some of his stuff, and I was really captured by his sound. But I've always been into jazz. I've always been into music from other areas of the world, and I don't see why one has to be limited.
But speaking of those guys, I mean, people like Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Otis Spahn, what would they make of this? Would they be interested in incorporating, would they have been interested in incorporating world music into their sound?
Probably not, because, you know, they do what they do. It all depends. I think some of those guys would be open to hearing some of this and kind of dig it. But when it comes to going out and playing a gig, it's not like all of a sudden they're going to put in some of this stuff.
Well, David, let's hear something else from Blues in Other Colors. What are you going to do for us?
Okay, Fred Stubbs and I are going to do a piece. We call it Harry's Raga because he's kind of suggested it in the studio. Okay.
Now, before you start, Fred Stubbs, you're playing what looks like a wooden flute of some sort. You want to tell me about it?
Sure. This is the Turkish nay. These are New England instruments that I make myself, but the nay is usually made out of a kind of cane. It's the same kind of cane that saxophone players use.
Yeah. You mean for the reed?
For the reed. The reed flute. So, yeah, maples grow around here, so I make my own instruments out of local materials.
All right. Well, great. Let's hear it. So pretty. That's David Maxwell on piano and Fred Stubbs on the ney, which is a Turkish-style flute. David, that was just beautiful. And Fred, thank you both. To what extent are you sticking to the language of the blues?
Well, the blues is really kind of simple on the one hand. That's the blues, that six-note scale.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of inflections and different patterns and stuff. But as far as the blues language is concerned, I stick it in there and kind of mix it around the elements of Indian or Near Eastern or whatever music. And it's just kind of like the feeling of it. It's not so, you know, doctrinaire one way or the other. It's really folk music in a sense.
Sure.
So, I mean, you have other musics in the world, for instance, in flamenco music. And when some of those singers are, you know, really wailing. I mean, that's the blues right there.
It's really a feeling more than a form, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you can hear the blues in a singer as great as Shajarian from Persia, and he's a Persian classical singer, but the feeling behind it is what counts. And it's not just limited to these countries. In Japan, in China, in Africa, in Southeast Asia, you can hear that kind of feeling, that kind of inflection. So, I mean, one could really do a blues in other colors in many different volumes.
Well, speaking of that, let's hear one more number from your CD, Blues in Other Colors. That would be great. Can you play us out on something?
Yeah, we'll do this thing called Heart of Darkness. So the three of us here in the studio will take it out on that. All right, guys, here we go.
Pianist David Maxwell, along with Troy Gagne on guitar and Fred Stubbs on the ney. David Maxwell's new CD is called Blues in Other Colors from Blue Duchess Records. He'll be performing two shows with the Maximum Blues All-Stars this coming Saturday at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge. You can find more information at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.